This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind. What's on my mind.
What is on your mind, Kevin?
I'm at my kitchen table, and I'm wondering when the township guys are going to clear my road. That's what I'm wondering. But on my mind.
Winter problems. I thought you guys didn't get much snow out there.
We probably got 2 to 3 inches, Lakes Country.
Oh, you did,
we were a little south of the line of it, so as it moved off east northeast, we got a fair. It rained, man. You wouldn't believe the rain last night, and now everything's just ice covered. The car is a frozen shut. Yeah, it looks lovely.
It's lovely, but it's called winter, ladies and gentlemen. And it wasn't as bad as it could have been. There was some some forecast looked pretty tough. I thought you were going to tell me you're hungry. If your kitchen table is going to make you hungry. I know you can't be in Glendon today, but chicken patty on a bun is what they're serving up in Glendon. Scalloped potatoes and ham in Euland. PetroServe USA does this to us every day to make us hungry with home cooking, grab-and-go convenience as well. Cheese enchilada, 12th Avenue, and I-29. Salisbury steak, downtown Fargo, MP Avenue. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Governor Doug Burgum joins us on What's on Your Mind from the state capitol today. Of Bismarck, North Dakota, where it's cold just like it is everywhere. Governor, welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
I want to talk a little bit about your trip to the border. Give us the highlights of the good North Dakota Guard troops that are down there doing good work.
Well, first of all, Scott, thanks for the opportunity to talk about these great North Dakota National Guard members. I mean, as you know, you've been down to the border. You're a fan of the Guard. You understand. The North Dakota National Guard, we have some of the best guards, men and women in the country. And right now we got 125 of those highly trained North Dakota members from the 957th, the multi-role bridge unit that are down there. It's an engineering company and they're, providing support for the, U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And what we have this, huge crisis of national security and a humanitarian crisis. Really all driven by the policies of the Biden administration. What's the root cause of it? And it's, you've been down there, but this is a really, challenging. And I would even say for both the people that are working in law enforcement and the people that are trying to enter the country, it's just a complete disaster. And it's a crisis of huge, importance, huge in scale. And of course, this existing administration is spending no time whatsoever really paying any attention to this. And what we got yesterday in the briefings down there, because you're not, hearing this in the news, but there have been more than 1.6 million migrants that have been apprehended trying to cross the border since Biden took office. Okay, and then in October, it continues to go up, ignoring it's not making going away the. Customs Border Patrol, they've got 164,000 apprehensions in October. But that's not even the whole story with the numbers, because when they have all these people they've apprehended and then they have to process, the agents that joined law enforcement that want to be out in the field protecting our borders are back at detention centers doing paperwork and processing. And then because of the lack of support that this administration has shown for law enforcement, they're having a record number of retirements occurring. And so they've got the volumes are up. I mean, and not just up a little bit. I mean, in the sector that we were visiting yesterday, they had 260,000 of those, 1.6 million encounters. But that's That's six times what they had a year ago under the previous administration. And then inside that, you know, there's a fivefold increase in criminal arrests, 170 deaths, 60 assaults, 2,500 of these folks they've had to rescue. And this can be women and children, whether it's, you know, hypothermia on a cold night like last night or heat exhaustion in the summer. You know, there's self-service along there. These people are calling 911, and all of the health care and all of the things that would be going on the U.S. side of the border are all super stretched, you know, trying to help them. And, of course, the smuggling of illegal drugs, 3,200 smuggling cases, four times the rate that there was in 2020. And this isn't just a situation about, you know, people from Mexico trying to enter the United States. They have apprehended people from 106 different countries trying to come across that border. And, of course, there's human trafficking, and the human smuggling is a huge business. The cartels are in the business right now because they feel like the borders are open, and this country is so great. One thing I'll give, you know, these migrants is they understand America's a great country. They want to get here. They're willing to risk their lives. They're willing to pay their life savings to get here. But these cartels are charging more depending on what countries can pay. I mean, there's stories of, if somebody from China is trying to illegally get in the country, the price is $50,000. If you're from some country in Latin America, it might be $3,000. But they had an estimate. They had an estimate just in this sector that the potential revenue from, you know, human trafficking into the country was now running over $26 million a week. It's a $26 million a week business in just this one section of the border. And so, I mean, I could and would go on and on and on, but I mean, this is just incredible that we've got these folks that are federal law enforcement working Custom and Border Patrol down there that have got these kinds of, you know, 9- and 10-fold increases. They had more people in this sector crossed in the last year under President Biden than they had in the previous 9 years. And guess what? They don't have more staff. They got less staff. So they've got outdated equipment.
By design. By design. I mean, this isn't an accident, right? They're obviously doing this, and they're demoralizing the Border Patrol and Customs agents. That's the saddest thing about my time down there. I can just look at these guys, and they look defeated because they knew they had won this under Donald Trump. They had won it. Remain in Mexico won the battle. It stopped it on a dime. And that was the saddest thing for me to be down there three times, was just look in the eyes of these guys. How are the North Dakota troops taking us? Obviously, they've been there less of the total time, the Customs and Border Patrol, who do it for a living every day. But it's got to be, you know, just depressing. It's got to be very difficult to see it happen. What was your take on their morale, Governor?
Well, I think that our North Dakota troops, they're what I observed was morale was high, and they're doing their work with professionalism and with great excellence and with great support. I mean, we had an opportunity. We were out in the field. We met a woman who was her family had migrated from Mexico 100 years ago. Essentially, think of like homesteaders in North Dakota. They had a piece of land, you know, 80 acres near the border that was a family piece of land, and she was our troops were stationed on her land. They were doing apprehensions, and our troops have been involved there in supporting, because they're the eyes and the ears, identifying folks that are, you know, coming into the U.S. And these, our North Dakota troops have been involved in assisting the Customs and Border Patrol in the 2 months down there. Our 125 troops, 30,000 people they've been involved in. And of course, some of these people are coming across, and they're looking for people to surrender to because they understand that they're going to get, you know, processed and led into the United States, you know, per this administration. And so some of these folks aren't running the other direction. They're actually coming towards our troops because they want to be, you know, brought into the system. But the morale of our team is high. This woman that spoke to them yesterday when we're on her property, her home had been broken into five times by, you know, people entering the country illegally. And she felt unsafe even coming out and working on her property and doing the maintenance it needed on their little acreage where they've got, you know, a few cattle and some other things. And, you know, and she's, you know, proud of their family. Entered the country 100 years ago, did it legally, been here four or five generations, love America. and they loved those North Dakota troops. He was bringing food out to them and supporting them in the same kind of neighborly way that we would here in North Dakota. People that live on the land that understand that they should be able to be safe on their land, should be able to live on their land and not worry about illegal activity that's coming in there. And so, you know, right now our troops are staying in touch with their families. They say their PT scores are going up because they're working out, and they're all, you know, doing incredibly great work down there. But again, such a sad situation to see this administration not support law enforcement and not support the integrity and the sovereignty of our country.
No, it's awful. It is just awful. It's a self-inflicted wound, and it's undoing so much good. It's unbelievable. A question from a listener: how many illegals are coming into North Dakota as a result of that? I have a question also about the northern border, because I've heard from my pals Tom Holman and Mark Morgan that, you know, assets are being peeled off, federal assets being peeled off the northern border. So the getaways, the gotaways continue to increase. How much of that is the northern border? So we'll talk about that, too, with Governor Burgum. Any questions you have, welcome. He'll be here until the bottom of the hour. 800-228-0550 or text 701-237-1590. Brought to you today by MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Remember the promo code Scott for great deals.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better with the lowest price fuel around and lots of choice at the pump. Plus, great deals all month long, like any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. Old Trapper Deli Sticks, $10.99. Energizer batteries, any size, a buck off. And ball caps and queen size blankets, $5 off. Plus, the 4 for $4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, 20 ounce drink, $4. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Spreading the Christmas cheer here on What's On Your Mind, which includes telling you about our friends in Medora that are traveling this Christmas. That's right, Buffalo Bill and the whole crew. Last night, I heard great reviews about the show in Park Rapids, Minnesota. I love the Carol of the Bells, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They were in Park Rapids, Minnesota last night. They'll be in Bloomington for the weekend, Friday, Saturday. And then Sunday, Grand Forks. Monday, Fargo, two shows, 4:30 and 7:30. Call the Fargo Theater or go to Medora.com for your tickets for all these. Bismarck is where they end up the grand finale Tuesday next week, Wednesday and Thursday. It is so great. The Medora Magical Christmas. Check it out. More with Governor Doug Burgum. He's here just in the bottom of the hour. A lot of ground to cover here, so we're going to get right to it. 800-228-0550. Texter says, how many illegals are coming into North Dakota as a result of this, Governor?
Well, one thing I think we're fortunate, because I know from having just come from a Republican Governors Association meeting, that there are federal dollars, and they may be FEMA dollars going to non-governmental organizations that are moving people off of the southwest border into other states. But every indication is that none of those flights have arrived in North Dakota. We're a small enough state, I think, that we would know from local law enforcement, local officials, if that were happening. But in terms of the size and the scale, just going back to some of the numbers I shared earlier, a number of which I've not ever seen reported, was that the Customs Border Patrol, on top of this 260,000 in the last 12 months, just in that one sector that they had had encounters with, they had identified through surveillance cameras another 85,000 that they'd seen on camera, but had never had an encounter apprehended.
Yeah, they call those the gotaways. They call those the gotaways. They have no idea. And if by the way, think of this. You're coming across the border illegally. All you have to do is go up to a guard soldier, a CBP person, and say, hey, I'm here. You go to an NGO. You get a ticket to go anywhere you want, and you get a voucher pack for all the, you know, the things that you would need to buy in the airport, food, grocery store, whatever. So there's incentive to turn yourself in, not to run. So if you're running in that surveillance, these are the bad actors, aren't they, Governor?
Yes. I mean, the ones who would be avoiding detection are the ones that are likely have a reason to avoid detection versus the, you know, family units or others that might be just turning themselves in. And those are the 85,000 they have on camera. The question that I ask is, well, what about the ones that weren't, because the cameras don't cover the whole border and all that, yeah. Because, again, they're underfunded. So then there's another number on top of that of people that aren't even identified, you know, not just the known gotaways, but the unknown gotaways. Nobody knows how large that number is.
No, it's unbelievable. You know, one issue that I thought a lot about related to the work that you and the First Lady have done on recovery issues and the drug problem is the northern border. The northern border is the preferred drug route, as I understand it, from Customs and Border Patrol. So the human smuggling is more southern border. The northern border is the drug route. And assets are being peeled off the northern border by Customs and Border Patrol because of the influx in the southern border. What do you know about what this means for the northern border and specifically drug inflow?
Well, I know that there is a lot of drugs coming across the southern border. I mean, a lot, because it's just more open. And the cartels that are operating, the ones, you know, the deadly violent cartels in Mexico that are getting more extremely violent, still is a huge trafficking for them for drugs. In addition to that, and again, this was seen in the numbers, you know, with four times as many smuggling cases last year as the prior year down there in this sector. And the thing that's harder, of course, is when they're now doing more towards fentanyl than they were before with, if it was, you know, marijuana is not coming across the border. That's being grown in states that have recreational legal in the U.S. You've got, you know, less cocaine. You've got more fentanyl coming across, and you've got more opioid pills. And this gets harder because even on these opioid pills right now, tough for dogs to sniff those out compared to some of the other drugs. But yeah, we do have 25, CBP officers from Grand Forks sector that are down on the southwest border. But again, when you think about, 25 officers, I mean, some of these things that we've had down there when, you know, they've been well reported, where you would have, the case that was reported in the news of, 15,000 Haitians that were, you know, coming across the border in mass. Earlier this year, there was times down there when they had less than 10 border patrol. I mean, they're so short of staff down there. It's really incomprehensible. You've been there, you've seen it, but it's hard to imagine that this is a And again, when we talk about border security, having just come from the meeting with all of the other Republican governors, it is affecting every state. This isn't just the Southern. It's not just the time that I spent with Governor Abbott from Texas and Governor Ducey from Arizona in the last couple of weeks, but it is the fact that this is coming through and affecting every state in the nation.
You bet it is. Education, social services, the whole deal. It's amazing. I'm really glad you were there. Most of all, troops down there at Christmas time, and to hear from their commander, that's awesome. Bill and Hazen, question for Governor Doug Burgum on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, good morning, Governor. Good morning, Scott, and all of North Dakota. My concern is, and yesterday I was on radio with Scott here and Dr. LeBeau, I had a constituent this week tell me of personally being patted down prior to being allowed to visit a family member at Sanford and Bismarck. Where are the rights of the patient, the family, the customer, the consumer, the payee in health care today?
And as I recall, Bill, the reason that person was patted down was because of concern over ivermectin, right? I mean, the issue was ivermectin. And the issue you raised with Dr. LeBeau yesterday, I think, was a good one, related to the fact that, if a patient has a relationship with a doctor and the doctor says, yeah, you want to try ivermectin, go for it, no problem, but then is admitted to a different healthcare organization, that then changes. And I thought Dr. LeBeau did a nice job of addressing that and saying, you know, that's the protocol, but we need to address this because in his mind, ivermectin was safe. They don't have any issues there. They just don't see enough to say it's working for people. But 1514 that you signed, Governor, was designed to protect this, but you think some tweaks need to happen here so we don't have issues like Bill's talking about here?
Well, the law is only maybe not even a month old now, but I thought that we had a lot of input from all the different sources that we were providing the kind of protections that would have protected that. But certainly we'll take the input, and if we can make it better, we will.
Any quick suggestion, Bill, on that front?
Well, I think the concern, like you say, is that the patient had, or the family member had apparently talked to the doctor about doing ivermectin the day before and insisted that they would administer it. And yet, the protocol, it was refused, and it was under that presumption that they patted him down the next day, assuming he'd bring in ivermectin. Ivermectin, as Dr. LeBeau alluded to yesterday, is safe. It saved lives across the country and around the world, and yet we, for whatever reason, have determined that it don't fit the protocol of the North Dakota Hospital Association. And I think that's wrong. I think we need to address that.
Yeah, it makes sense, Bill. Well, thanks for being a warrior on it. And the bill obviously received enough support in the legislature. The governor had a chance to sign it. It's now the law. Sounds like there's some issues there. And I know Dr. LeBeau heard about it yesterday. So hoping that gets addressed firsthand. One more quick question for the governor, and then we'll let him go on What's on Your Mind. Back from the border, and we're glad he was on What's on Your Mind. We'll continue. Don't go away.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dale Ho, President Biden's judicial nominee for the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, claims in 2018 that the Electoral College is anti-democratic.
Lots of practices that are anti-democratic, that entrench, in some ways, minority rule in this country. And I'm talking about things like, you know, the Senate, the Electoral College, and the maldistribution of political power that results from those institutions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday denounced her hometown San Francisco's rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do. And we cannot have that lawlessness become the norm.
We are USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tiger Lily, where are you Christmas? Back on What's On Your Mind. The governor's got to run here, but I did want to give him a chance to give a plug to those employers who allow those National Guard members to be at the border. Governor, just quickly, I know I got to let you go, but good point to make sure we give a shout-out to the employers. And for that matter, for the youngsters in our audience to think about a great career with the National Guard and maybe a little education assistance and everything, right?
Well, absolutely, and it was so fun. We've got, you know, a lot of great North Dakota National Guard veterans that have had, you know, great careers in the private sector, and they're down there on this year-long deployment, so I want to give a shout-out to all the employers, but also met a lot of young people that are attending our, you know, colleges and universities across the state, met a lot of folks from NDSU that are excited about the Bison game this weekend. We're going to make sure that they've got ESPN2 down there that they can watch on Friday night, that semifinal game. But I would just say, again, North Dakota National Guard, so many great opportunities to advance your career, advance your professionalism, advance your education, and the education paid for. We have spots open there in North Dakota National Guard. You can find them at NorthDakotaNationalGuard.gov. But again, think about it as a great career, whether it's putting out forest fires in Medora this spring and saving homes and families and communities, or whether it's overseas missions or this important border mission. North Dakota National Guard's always ready, always there. Doing incredible work, and we'd love to keep having all the great young people come into that organization and getting all the, not only having an opportunity to serve their state and their nation, but so many great benefits and great leadership, such a well-run organization. So thanks to General Dorman and all the leadership, all the leaders that were down there that I met yesterday, doing a fantastic job. Everybody I ran into, they love the North Dakota National Guard. They love their attitude. They love their professionalism. They love their courage. And they love the fact that they care about this country. So with that, thanks, Scott, for having me on. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners. And God bless North Dakota, and God bless the USA.
Amen. Thank you, Governor. Good to chat with you. Take care. And by the way, if you're looking for a career besides the National Guard, CBP, as we know, is got all kinds of unfilled positions, a lot of it. So remember that as well. Thanks, Governor. Appreciate the time. I don't. What did he say? 25 or was it 75 CBP folks from Grand Forks that he encountered down there? The I don't know how many total they have at the customs. What was the number?
From 25 from the Grand Forks sector down helping out on the southwest border.
Do you know how many total they have on their staff there?
Down there.
No, I'm saying in the Grand Forks sector. I mean, like, is that a huge chunk of their workforce on the Grand Forks sector? I wonder.
Don't know the full headquarters down there, but I know they're 230 short on the border just in that one sector. So I know we're thousands short across the 2,000-mile border that goes from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean.
Unbelievable. All right, Governor, sorry for making you late. Thanks for the time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
25 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments still welcome here. I see Larry in Fargo had a comment about our chat with the governor. Welcome that or any others today. Don't forget our question of the day, by the way. We have some great answers rolling in here. We got a little time to get some of these in as well, either by calls, questions, or comments today on What's on Your Mind. And the question of the day is, what is a savior? Who is your savior? That's our Christmas question of the day. I want your calls, your questions, your comments, your feedback on that today. Savior, says this texter, is anyone that gives to warm the hearts of others without expecting or concerned with reward. All right. Texter says, my savior, mortal, parents and wife, immortal, Jesus. Very profound. Very profound. By the way, some of these answers related to the question we did on, was it Monday or Tuesday? What does it mean to be poor? I think it was Tuesday's question. What does it mean to be poor? Will be showcased in my forum communications column that you see in Saturday's newspaper. Or online, if you're one of those online types. I like to actually hold the newspaper in my hand because I can circle stuff, I can underline it, I can say, gotta talk about this! Can't believe it. So I like getting that paper, even if it's only 2 days a week now from the Fargo Forum. But it's there, Grand Forks Herald, Dickinson Press, and Jamestown Sun as well. So all the Forum newspapers throughout North Dakota. All right. You've inspired me with your answers to the questions. Larry and Fargo, let's get you in here after I tell folks about my friends at ABM. What does ABM stand for, you know? Advanced Business Methods. It's an employee-owned company. Based right here, so your money stays in the community. But the part I like best about it, in their 50 years, advanced business methods have evolved to being really about technology and making sure that these high-end computers that are today's printers are secure, in addition to obviously giving you the quality and the reliability you want. So 50 years of serving their community with advanced business methods, but not using technology from 50 years ago, using it now. Find out more online about them at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Larry in Fargo, what's on your mind, Larry?
Yeah, Scott. I did want to ask Governor Bergman a couple of questions. And one was, he said, we have sent 125 troops down there. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask him how many more other, and I'd have to direct it, I guess, at the Republican-controlled states are also sending troops.
Good question. I don't know the answer, but probably could find out.
Yeah.
We're due to schedule Tom Holman. Mr. Super Producer, Tom Holman and Mark Morgan is on my wish list for guests here in the coming days. And some of them may be at the America Fest. I haven't looked at the total list at the Charlie Kirk's event. We're going to be out in Arizona Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The Turning Point USA America Fest with Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson. We've got an all-star lineup of guests for you next week. And if one of those down there, maybe we could do it down there. But it's a good question. I don't know. Here's my question, though, Larry. Why aren't 50 states contributing to this effort?
Well, that's what my question was. Why aren't more and more states doing that? And another question I wanted to ask him was, does Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the Constitution apply to what's going on in the border? I'd like to ask Tom. You asked Tom Holman that, too.
All right. Well, you're going to ask both of them because we're going to flag your call and make sure those questions are asked first when we have them on, okay?
Okay.
Appreciate it, Larry.
Okay.
Thanks.
And one more thing.
Yes, sir.
When these illegals are coming across and then there's somebody there picking them all up and hauling them somewhere, who are these people doing that?
Well, a couple things I'd say. What I detected when I was there, my favorite example was the Rio Grande Valley at Del Rio, Texas, okay? So I have a buddy that knows the sheriff there, and he happens to be the head of the National Sheriff Association, so he says, hey, my friend Scott Hannon's coming. Sheriff, would you mind picking him up? Picks me up at the airport, the sheriff, okay? It was a small airport. I mean, I'd equate it to not even like Devil's Lake small, more like, I don't know, West Fargo. Just a tiny little airport, passenger terminal there, but, you know, not much there. I guess there was commercial traffic, so maybe more like a Jamestown or whatever. But small airport, small city, rural part of Texas, sort of forgotten, picks me up at the airport, takes me over to the border, and I'm there 15 minutes, and I see people crossing. and there's piles of clothes that are still wet there. Okay? Still wet. So they come over the Rio Grande. They can walk over there. They hold a big garbage bag, and they have dry clothes in the garbage bag, and then they're wet, right? So they literally strip down, put on the dry clothes, and then they pile the wet clothes there. And I counted, I don't know, I mean, probably 300 sets of wet clothes right there and still seeing people come over. And I said to the sheriff, where are these people? Where do they go? And he said, well, that's part of the problem. He said, we're little Del Rio, Texas here, and all we can do is apprehend them, but all we do is take them and hand them over to an NGO, a non-government entity, be like Catholic Charities or, you know, pick your bleeding heart non-government organization, okay, Red Cross, whatever. And I'm not diminishing them, but I wish they'd deal with the poor we have here in every city in America, real poor, rather than say, let's facilitate illegal immigration, because that's really what a lot of these have done. And they go to those entities, and in a small town like Del Rio, Texas, Larry, they don't have, like, huge shelters. They got some school that they're putting them in, and they can't bus them out fast enough. So they bus as many as they can to, I'm trying to think what the closest big city to Del Rio is, maybe Houston, okay? So they go to Houston, and then the NGO there says, okay, where do you want to go? And here's a voucher pack, so you got a lot of freebies to go there. So when I'm over at El Paso, Texas, or McAllen, Texas, now I see people in the airport who have envelopes because they can't speak English. And these people go in the fast track line of the airport, like the same ones the crews do, and they go through that security checkpoint, and that's the last touch they have from Customs and Border Patrol, but all of that is facilitated by the non-government NGOs. So to answer your question, they go there, and then they go wherever they want to go, but it usually, in most cases, from the people that are just fleeing poverty, is to a family member.
Yeah.
They go to a family member, and the point is, I didn't even get the answer of the governor. There's plenty of those people that are coming here, because illegal immigrants are among us here, and if they have family members who cross the border, they're coming here. So our numbers are increasing, too, even if it doesn't happen en masse by the government. So you're right to worry, Larry. I appreciate the call very much. Scott and Grafton, get you in next. What's on your mind?
Let me add a little different twist to this. I know some folks that are working on legal immigration, and, of course, that has come to a complete standstill because of COVID. But even if it was to go through and the wait is long, because of government red tape, but you know what? They make you spend $400 for a full medical exam, plus they examine the finances of the husband or the one that's trying to get the non-immigrant to come into the country, and to check his finances over to make sure that he has enough money to support either his fiance or his wife so that they don't get any government benefits. And legal immigration has come to a complete standstill. And I tell you what, talk about when you hear Nancy Pelosi talking about helping out these illegals and so on and so forth, it's frustrating to see it. If you want to do it legally, it's just almost impossible. And that's just the paradox of this whole thing.
That is wrong beyond belief, because we need the legal immigrants. Ask agriculture, these H-2B visas or whatever they are. I mean, these are people that have come here for many times. Now they can't come here, and to come here, they got to spend a fortune to come here to work and mean us no harm. You know
what?
Wow.
What happens is if there's something medically that isn't right, and you got to spend $400 for a full medical exam in a foreign country, which is expensive, you can't come. Or if your finances don't meet the threshold, they can't come. I mean,
no. And by the way, Joe Biden's not letting him in now. The Biden administration is saying, no, you can't even come in. We have worse restrictions than Canada does at this point. It's so wrong, you can't even make it up. There's so much so wrong right now, it's unbelievable. Scott, thanks for the call. Great name, by the way. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One's okay. I think we're going to have a white Christmas and a cold one, too. I think we can take those to the bank. Got to go with the classics, right? Got to go with the classics. Oh, my gosh. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that oil and natural gas industry, the oil and natural gas industry, touches every corner of North Dakota? It's so true. You can find out more about this at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. I thought Senator Rich Wardner last hour really gave a great example of why he wants the property tax reform to include the reduction of the mill levies that schools charge, because he's saying they're getting, the schools are being funded by education. I mean, by oil and gas, rather. Education is being funded by oil and gas. From the legacy fund, from the oil tax. So, really, state money anyway. that's funding the schools. So why not say, let's reduce the mill levies locally and just be transparent about where the money's coming from, but still keep local control of the schools? I think it's a great idea. And we thank the North Dakota Petroleum Council. It's a good time of the year to thank all of our sponsors, really, when you think about what we do here on the show. We appreciate the fact that if we didn't have sponsors, if we didn't have people that stood by us day in and day out, the show wouldn't be on the air. And they're here because they support the message and support the show, but more importantly, they're here because they reach so many people with this show. Ask CJ at DAC Diesel what What's On Your Mind did for his business. As you're scheduling your diesel service to DAC Diesel in Bismarck, just ask him that question for me. You'll be amazed at the answer. Ask our friend Kevin Pfeiffer and Steve Link of the team at Pfeiffer's What's On Your Mind and the stations you're listening to us on with the America's Land Auctioneer Show have done for their business. They're now the biggest machinery auctioneer. They used to be known as the Land Guys, and they're still known as the Land Guys, but now nobody does machine auctions better, machinery auctions better, equipment auctions of all kinds, east and west in North Dakota. Pfeiffer's. Ask them what role this program played in that. That's why we thank them. Ask Mike Lindell how many customers he has added because of What's On Your Mind. And he called last week to say, please tell everybody you can order up through the last possible moment in Sunday, this coming Sunday, and still get Christmas presents from MyPillow.com. Just remember, promo code Scott, 800-228-0550. Our sponsors make us go. Ask Steve Schwann how important that sponsorship is to him over at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. And Todd talks about his sweet ride right here on the program. And if you had to see the man, Steve Schwann, today over there, guess what? You're going to see a flag flying from a good friend of mine, Jim the Flagpole Guy, right there. That's what a patriot our friend Steve Schwann is. Nice job on that one, Jim, and so many more just like it, my friend. How are you today?
Well, Scott, I'm doing well, thank you. And that was a great day. Steve Schwann installed that flagpole, and he invited, the Knights of Columbus right there. Gentlemen all came and dedicated that flag that day. That was a day of community, a day of America coming together.
I want an answer. It was, by the way, and I want your answer to our question of the day, because you always give great answers. And the question is, who's your savior? What does it mean to have a savior? Here's a couple answers that have come in from our listeners on this, by the way, before I get yours.
Hi. Yeah. For me, the title savior is reserved exclusively for Jesus Christ. My life has been saved numerous times by doctors, my family, etc., and they saved me. And there have been great teachers in my life, but for me, that word is... I can't think of any other entity that would fulfill that.
Well said. Well said. Caller of the day right there. David Minot, your answer to the question.
Well, you guys are just in my line of speech, but if I could say two things this morning. I saw a mature bald eagle in the Sturgis Valley this morning, and it reminded me of a time... And the flag is there too. We were marching down at NDSU. I signed my contract with the Department of the Army, and I tell you what, my chest could hardly hold my heart. I knew what I wanted to do, you know, for this country. And then when I think about my Savior and how he said the greatest love that any man can have is to lay down his life for his friend, I was ready to do that, and it. That eagle this morning is just beautiful in the sun. In this, we don't have a lot of snow, but we got, you know, it's just a beautiful scene. So you bet, Jesus Christ is my Savior. If he wasn't there and he was predicted, 1,500 or more years before he even came to earth, you know, he died for my sin. And
great story, David. I'm so glad you saw that eagle. And there's another good warrior that... is Jim the Flagpole Guy. So your answer, sir.
Well, Scott, you know, this world is filled with a lot of bad stuff, and we're taught to give thanks and to look forward and be positive. You can't help but look back, though, and see the destruction and little, even children, you know, and the fact that, you know, they're born and then bad things happen to in such innocence. For me, if I was a God and I created that child and I knew they was going to, you know, suffer,
You are keeping me in like massive suspense. We're going to keep this going, by the way, on Facebook Live. So head to Facebook, and then Jim will be back tomorrow as well. Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, folks. Got to go.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer Production Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 320 acres of exceptional cropland in Lemoore County, 940 acres of diversified cropland in Stetsman County, 480 acres of notable cropland in Botno, 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Morton and Oliver Counties, and 850 acres of crop and exceptional hunting land in Stark County, North Dakota, and 173 acres of excellent cropland in Norman County, Minnesota. View all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.